So, what's on your mind today?
The last play, the Patterson, that screenplay, Derek mentioned how it kind of made some adjustments and
yeah.
on the sideline working on. What did you see as far as that play developing and the adjustments the staff made to get that thing going?
Yeah, I kind of like to leave that stuff, you know, on the drawing board and not really come in and describe it. That was a nice adjustment to the play. We'd run it earlier in the game, and a particular player kind of made it not go as big as we thought it could go, and so we adjusted and tweaked it just a little bit. So it was a good adjustment by the staff on the sideline.
Not specific, but how often do you guys are making those sort of adjustments during a game?
Throughout the whole game. Mm-hmm. That's part of what we do, you know, and really in all three phases. But, you know, I'm on the headphones with O and D, and I hear those things, and we talk about those things and adjustments being made and things we think we can do to make the play go big or to keep it from going big if we're talking about defense.
Why do you think your pass rush has been more successful getting to the quarterback in the last couple of weeks?
It's definitely been what we're looking for. You know, the guys I think are cutting it loose and playing a little more aggressively. I think the coverage has been a little bit tighter, and they go hand in hand.
Obi and Isaac started the game as your gunners in punt coverage, and then there seemed to be some sort of adjustment along the way where Cordero was returned to that role as a gunner. What elicited that change?
CP stepping up, saying I can do this, I can help. Brad saying, sure. You know, we knew he was going to play a lot offensively, so we didn't want to ask too much of him, but he thought he could do it and made some really nice plays for us.
I believe it was his first one in there. I think it was his first one where he got the shoestring tackle.
Yep.
That seemed to stop a larger return. What did CP show you just in that?
Yeah, I think, well, he loves ball. He wants to help his teammates any way he can. You know, we had two young guys in there that can run, but they're green. And he thought he could make an impact, and he did.
We've seen that about Dexter McDonald. Came up with a couple plays.
A couple big plays in the game, for sure. Yeah.
His game grown
a while. He's, I feel like... I think Dex, I think Sean, I think you know, TJ, I think the coverage has been tighter. That's like we talked about, you know, just a moment ago about the rush and the coverage, and when they go, you know, it was a little tighter coverage, and you start holding it a little bit, and then the sacks come. And so I think they go hand in hand, and I think you see the uptick in sacks. I think you see the you also see some players that are having tighter coverage and doing a better job, and Dex is in that group.
Last time you guys played Kansas City, Bowman's first week, just threw him in there.
Now after 3 days.
Yeah.
What
kind of lift has he given to this defense since he's gotten here? What the impact he's
Well,
had?
You know, he's a good football player. He's got experience, and he's had a calming influence. I mean, he loves to play. You know, you feel him on game day. He's very much in control. Yeah, I think he's been a really calming influence for some of our younger players.
Is that it, guys?
How would you describe the entire landscape of this division? It seems that, you know, Kansas City, L.A., everyone has had their peaks and valleys this year.
Yeah, I think it's a good division. I think it's a strong division. It's one that, you know, we've had you know, I would say maybe a down year in terms of, you know, us hitting a little bit of a dry spell for a stretch. The Chargers hit a dry spell for a stretch to start the year. The Chiefs are in one now. But we're all good football teams, and we're all alive right now. We all have an opportunity.
Do you think I read on how Amar is doing or whether he'll be able to do stuff this week?
I just remain hopeful. Yeah, we'll see how the week goes. Nick did well. He's playing well for us. He's a guy with a lot of speed, and he can, you know, he's really good with coverage on tight ends and backs. And you know, the one catch that he allowed, the guy, he was all over the guy, and he made an acrobatic catch on him. I think Nick's playing real well.
Question for
Clancy hasn't had a lot of opportunities until yesterday. And
yeah.
Came up.
I thought Clyde came up big. I mean, he's the first guy I wrote down on here to talk about. He is, you know, he's been patient all year. Obviously, it's tough. You know, we brought in Jared. Jared has a big role, and a lot of those things are things that Clive can do as well. And, you know, yesterday called on him in a bigger role, and he responded and had a nice game.
Is Michael Crabtree back in the building? It's a player day off. Is he back in the mix today, or is that until tomorrow?
Tomorrow.